This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we want to talk about the latest on the polygamist situation. We've been following this for the past few weeks on the program. And as time goes on, it just gets worse and worse. It becomes a greater and greater human tragedy story. 416 children have been separated from their parents. And before you say, well, wait a minute, they let some kids stay with their moms, the ones under the age of four.
Five,
were allowed to stay with their moms after they'd separated the other ones from their parents completely. Well, that's about to change, according to the Associated Press. Adult mothers who've been allowed to stay with their young children since they were taken from a polygamous sect will be separated from them after DNA sampling is completed next week, according to a child welfare official.
Why waiting for the DNA sampling?
Who knows?
Arbitrary stuff.
State District Judge Barbara Walther late Friday ordered that parents and children of the Yearning for Zion Ranch submit DNA samples to help sort out family relationships that have confounded authorities since 416 children were taken into state custody 2 weeks ago. Sampling is to begin Monday and will probably take several days to complete, said Daryl Azar, a spokesbureaucrat for the Child Protective Services. Results could take more than a month. In the meantime, the judge ruled, by the way, that the kids are to remain in state custody. Now, I don't know if that's a permanent ruling. I don't believe it is, but it's permanent for now. I mean, that's how it's going to be until the state says otherwise, that these parents are going to be kept forcibly from their children. By the way, the kids are being housed in a coliseum right now.
Well, it's called a coliseum. It's a, you know, sort of an expo center.
Yeah. They're being warehoused there because they don't have comfy bedrooms for each one of these children to put them in like they had at their house, like they had on the compound. They had comfortable living quarters that they could enjoy with their friends and their family members. Now they're being forced into these hurricane evacuee conditions. How traumatic must this be for these young children who, not only is it traumatic enough that they've been separated from their families
over what appears to be a ruse.
Yes.
There was supposed to be a 16-year-old girl that had been beaten and raped.
Right. Where is she?
I don't know why that means they can take 416 kids away from their families.
They've got guns, Mark. That's why.
I don't have any idea what those two connections could possibly mean, but there's supposedly this girl out there, but they haven't found her.
It's been weeks now, and they haven't found her. In fact, they might even... They actually have evidence it may be a phone prank.
A hoaxer, yeah.
Yeah. Some crazy woman that calls women's shelters and pretends she's been abused. She's got a history of doing it, and they're investigating her for that right now. But I don't think that's even an issue here. Because if that woman, even if it's true that it was her that did this, I don't think that's going to stop the state from rolling ahead with its plans here, whatever they are for these kids.
The Child Protective Services, it sounds like a good mission that they have, you know, to protect kids from bad parents and that kind of thing. But, man, every time I hear about them in the news, it's something I don't like.
Yeah, these kids want to be back with their parents. They didn't initiate this. They were living peacefully, albeit weird, a weird life. They were living peacefully on their compound.
Aren't we all weird?
Sure. Sure. But they do things a little differently than you and I. And so...
You do things the same way I do?
No.
Because we don't. You wouldn't even have kids. You have a vasectomy.
Yeah.
I have a child. We live our lives differently. Nobody's at the top of the bell curve, and I don't see why somebody who is at the top of the bell curve would be able to tell somebody who's down at the bottom how to live their life and you know, send in Child Protective Services after them. Because this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is just discrimination. This is used to the state against a group of that's unpopular.
And I think it's absolutely despicable what they're doing to these poor people. And I would love to hear from you as to how you feel about this at 800-259-9231. Let me continue a little bit of this story, though. Once the DNA sampling is complete, the bureaucracy will begin moving the children from the Coliseum and fairgrounds to other sites Child welfare officials allowed adult mothers with children's ages 4 and younger to stay together when the state took custody of the rest of the children from the ranch. Now, only mothers younger than 18 will be allowed to remain with their children once the sampling is complete.
Why? Why but mothers younger than 18?
Well, because they have possession of them, too, right?
Oh, I see.
They're not going to let them go.
Gotcha.
The welfare agency will also try to keep siblings together, he said. We're going to try to make these transitions as easy as possible. Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, well, You've already ruined their lives.
They're doing a terrible job at making it easy as possible.
We want to keep them together as much as possible so they don't feel they're completely isolated from their culture or the people they know.
So the kids together because they're not with their parents.
Child welfare officials have said figuring out how sect members are related has been difficult because of evasive or changing answers members have given them. Families that include half-brothers and sisters and those that include reportedly married first cousins can be particularly challenging to unravel, and that's one of the reasons why they're doing the DNA testing, which I don't know how much resolve these people have, but they seem to be pretty dedicated to their religion.
If they're living off on their own in a little compound, and I couldn't call it anything but a compound.
I think that these people should refuse this DNA testing. They should refuse it because it's the next step that will allow the state to do what it plans on doing. The state really wants to figure out, you know, who's brother and sister so they can write up their paperwork and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why that benefits them. I mean, they're currently being kept from their parents, whomever their parents are. What good is this DNA testing? Because bureaucrats love to count things.
Well,
they just love to count things.
And they've got paperwork they need to figure. You know, they need to figure out whose mom is who and who's, you know.
But why?
They've got paperwork.
These people were handling it on their own.
They've got paperwork to. There's blanks to be filled in.
Yes, I know.
That's what these people understand. There was another reason for it. I don't recall what it was. If you can enlighten us on that, 800-259-9231. But they've been ordered. The moms and dads have been ordered by the court to submit DNA. That's, first of all, that's spooky on its own. Just right off the bat, that's kind of weird.
That they would be ordering these tests anyway.
Right. But what I want to know is what would happen if they refused? Are they going to then put the 100 or 200 parents that are involved in this particular situation in a jail cell?
No, that usually what happens in these cases, if you're ordered to do it and the cops say, well, we've been empowered by a judge to do whatever.
Are they going to raid them again? Because the moms aren't in jail. They're able to just float around and do whatever. So they're going to have to report to some location and give up their DNA to the government so the government can process its paperwork and continue the process of taking their children from them. Why would these women want to enable the state to do that? Women don't trust them. We've read some quotes from some of these mothers.
That much is clear.
They definitely don't trust the government at this point, and they already had reason to not trust them from their religious beliefs before. But now it's been reinforced, and why would they? I hope that they refuse. I don't know if they will, because they'd probably be obedient. They're probably frightened to death.
They just want their kids back.
Right. They're probably being told that, well, if you do this, this is how you'll get your kids back. If you give us the DNA sample.
Which sounds like a bunch of hooey to me.
Yeah. I'm speculating on that. Just because I understand how the government works, they lie to people.
Look,
so,
if you cooperate with us.
Right. Right. We'll do our best to get you your kids back. Just give us your DNA.
It's like the guy in the street. Look, give me your wallet. Nobody gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If you cooperate, you'll get what you want.
But imagine how this whole case would change drastically if these women decided in mass to not turn over the DNA samples. What would the government of Texas do at that point? How would they respond to that? Just an idea. Child welfare officials have said figuring out members' relationships has been difficult, blah, blah, blah. It's reasonable to say the information will give full proof documentation as to which parents belong to which children, although many unique family ties found in the sect will probably add a level of difficulty for DNA analysts, they said that it's still not a significant concern. More than 400 children will be tested, but officials have not said how many adults will be tested. Such a considerable amount of DNA testing is not new, but it's usually associated with trying to identify victims of mass violence or natural disasters. There's an email in about this particular raid, and someone is very upset with us. He thinks that these parents should be put in jail, or at least the men. More on the way. We'll share that with you and hear from you. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, 1 in 2 men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, it's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, they include the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Or working out and eating right?
no longer working to help you lose weight. If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
1-800-259-9231. Want your comments on the situation with the polygamous cult out in Texas and the fact that they have had their children stolen from them on nothing more than allegations made by someone who they can't even identify. I think it's probably one of the most tragic so-called child welfare stories we've ever heard about on this program.
Well, not to mention the compounded tragedy that when the news covers it, they talk about this, you know, they make it seem as though the cult members have done something. These sect members have done something. I don't know.
And they're just hiding it or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they... as though the Child Protective Services is doing them all a favor.
Hmm.
I don't feel like they are. I mean, I feel the way I see it, they went into a gated community and took everybody's kids because yep. one person in that gated community was accused of something, and they can't even identify the victim.
It's a really sad story. I want to hear what you think. Let's go to your phone calls. Ladies first, talk to Claire in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Claire.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
To me, it's suspicious that, as you just said, that one person cannot be identified. I was feeling somebody, some authority or a group of authorities knows who that person is, and they perhaps are protecting her from the rest of the sect. And also, my second point is I actually think that they should concentrate more on the negative things that might have happened rather than, as you were saying, separating the children from their parents. Don't do that. Just figure out if any abuse has gone on and get those people, and obviously they're probably the men.
Well, I would think so, but, you know, there's all kinds of people that have escaped from this sect, right? You're aware of that?
Not really, actually.
Okay,
what did they say about that?
There's all kinds of... There's organizations out there for the boys that essentially they run their young men out of town to, you know, keep the crop of women for themselves, it appears. And but you would think that these and some girls escape too. They want to go on to live life in the real world. But you would think that there would be allegations of abuse among those people, and that they could go in and investigate. You know, I'm a young guy, and I can come out and say, you know, my dad beat me every day with a stick. And then they could, well, what's your dad's name? His name's Sam Johnson. And they can go in and get Sam Johnson and drag him away in chains for child abuse or whatever. Or some girl comes out and says, I was raped by who? Sam Johnson. And they can go get Sam Johnson and get him. But this sort of one girl says that, you know, one thing happened and then just the whole community has their kids taken away. It seems crazy to me.
Well, the people who escaped, the children or whatever ages they are, have any of them said that they actually witnessed or were victims of some sort of abuse? Or
none of them.
Well, they haven't reported it to the police, or the police haven't acted on it, I can tell you that. I mean, I haven't spoken to every one of them.
And this is their golden opportunity, right? They're safely away from the compound where all the alleged abuse happens. And all they're doing is they're complaining about the conditions they're being kept in. They complained about it to their parents, and their parents complained about it. And now they've been separated from their kids, and it just continues to get worse. Now, what was your first point? You said something about that you think the police know who made the call, and they're protecting her?
It seems really suspicious, yes, that at this point, they still don't know who it is. They don't know who that is. And I have a feeling they do know who that is.
Well, yesterday in the news, they were alleging of a possibility. They have a suspect that it was some black woman in Denver or outside of Denver that was, you know, making prank phone calls, essentially. And
pretending like she was a young girl and being abused.
And had a twin sister. The story got very convoluted, but apparently there were up to 40 hours of phone conversation, not with the police, but with an abuse center employee who was a former member of this sect. So, you know, it just gets it, the deeper you go into this rabbit hole, the more mire there is. And I don't know. I mean, it just all seems like the Child Protective Services is once again getting its nose into business it doesn't belong in.
Yeah, they
I
should
agree.
Be abolished. Thank you for the call, Claire. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Dana in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dana.
Hi guys. Thank
Hi.
You for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
Well, I have several legal perspectives I would like to give to you guys if I could just have a few minutes.
Are you a lawyer?
Well, I'm a paralegal in pre-law, yes.
Okay.
Okay, now, number one, this whole case should be thrown out simply because the two facts of the evidence have been dispelled and proven erroneous.
They have no accuser, right?
Dale Barlow was the one that they said had raped and molested and was the husband of the 15-year-old girl involved in the supposed 9/11 call. Dale Barlow has been substantiated to have not left the state of Arizona in Colorado City. On TV, an interview with his attorney has substantiated it. Interviews his probation officer has substantiated. So that evidence is kicked out.
Right, so the person they're accusing isn't even there.
Can I please present this and then we'll talk?
I was just recapping what you said.
Okay. And then the 15-year-old girl, that has been proven, does not exist. There are interviews of the girls within the religious group being asked about Sarah, and the responses have been, there is no Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been dispelled. Without the 9/11 call, unless this woman in Colorado Springs, Colorado, did this, I don't know. But based on those two primary facts of evidence, this whole thing is frivolous and should be dismissed and thrown out. Now, the second point I'd like to bring out is in Texas law, under the criminal penal code and family law, domestic violence laws, anytime there is this kind of concerns, issues, and actions going on a property, the perpetrator or perpetrators are taken into custody. The victims are left in the protection of their homes.
Right.
Now, totally flip-flopped.
So if you've got an accuser, if somebody's accusing daddy of, you know, molestation, you're supposed to go arrest dad and leave,
right,
you know, the wife and kids at home. But in this case,
right,
they took all the kids and left the wives,
right,
and dads at home.
And made the victims again in more than just one way. Not only did they remove them with their moms, then they split everybody up and,
yep,
took them away from their moms.
Yep.
Now, the next point I'd like to point out to you and your listeners, go to the website Go San Angelo. Google it, just Go San Angelo. It will take you to the San Angelo paper. Look for the Breaking News in Caps article dated 4/5, talking about how the law enforcement attacked the compound. You will find to the left of that homepage on that article copies of the warrant, copies of an order that the judge signed.
Yeah, legal reading isn't too exciting to me, but you know what else? What I found interesting was the picture of the guys in the tank that were raiding the place. More on the way. Dana, thanks for the call. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. They had an assault vehicle.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowegi.com.
That's FACROWEDGY.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. And this is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy them, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. I said we're going to talk briefly about Porkfest. You need to know it's happening June 9th through the 15th. It is the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there, if attending, you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer, as well as meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be there broadcasting live 3 nights, and I'm really excited about going this year, Mark. It was fun last year. It's going to be even better this time around.
It is going to be fun.
All right, so let's go to your phone calls again here and talk to Brenda in South Carolina, listening on WSC. Hello, Brenda.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Just two quick comments about the removal of the children in Texas. The first thing, I'm not sure I've heard anybody discuss this, but, you know, when you call 911, your number comes up on their caller ID. My belief is that any emergency call number, even if it's a welfare department, that the caller ID should show where that phone call came from.
Before you go on, let me interject a correction here. The call that was originally made was not even made to the police. It was made to I think it was an abused woman hotline of some sort, and so the police became aware of it.
It wasn't even like a welfare department.
It was no government. It was not a government agency.
No, and in fact, the woman that is under investigation right now, the Colorado woman, is known for calling these hotlines and posing as though she's an underage girl being abused by someone.
Well, then I misunderstood, because I thought, well, if it was any kind of, you know, a welfare hotline, anything like that, that should have shown a call ID. The other comment I have, and I know that this has been said many times, but it's what confuses me the most, is that these are 400 children. I mean, every one of these children has to show some signs of physical abuse, sexual abuse, something. You can't just take the whole group.
But
you know
they
what
did.
I'm saying? Well, I know, but the point is that when you go, if you get a report about child abuse and a welfare worker goes into a home and substantiates that, then that's one thing. But if they go in and there's children who aren't abused, you can't take them.
But that's not how they operate. I mean, I wish that were the way it operated.
God.
But these, but
well,
even on the individual family basis, Brenda, did you know that they can go into your home if your neighbor calls on you, if your neighbor says, hey, I think Brenda's abusing her kids. They
yeah,
can go in.
That.
And
yep.
they can take your kids without doing any investigation. They take the kids first. This is how it typically runs. They go into your home, they take your kids from you, and then you have to prove to them that you aren't abusing your kids in order to get your kids back. That's standard operating procedure, and it's awful.
Well, I think in the end, I mean, this is terrible. I just grieve
yeah.
for these children, especially the very young children. This, they have no clue what's going on. They don't know why their mothers aren't with them. I mean,
right.
It's extremely traumatic.
It has to be so frightening
to have this happen. But I think down the road, way down the road, I think there will be lawsuits that will make a huge correction of this. There has
yeah.
to be attorneys. I'm not only talking just about the attorneys that are representing the now, but there has to be attorneys in the United States who are very concerned about civil liberties that are going to eventually jump on this.
I hope you're right. I really
through.
Do. I really do. But I, you know, just looking at the history of these child cases, the child protective, so-called child protective services cases, they just abuse and abuse and abuse these families that are accused of harming their kids. And the Child Protective Services does more abuse, in my opinion, than any of the allegations that that have ever been made.
You know what I think is interesting? I mean, I raised 7 children. I mean,
wow.
I know what a lot of kids is like. I
yeah.
mean, 400 children. If they're going to take their mothers away, who's going to care for these children? I mean, they don't have 400
well,
foster
you,
homes.
You know, the government believes that it can take care of all of us. I mean, the evidence shows that that's exactly what they believe, you know?
You know what I'm saying. On a
yeah.
practical
yeah.
level, who's going to go in there and give education to these kids to do all of this for months and months? I mean,
and how much will it cost? What will taxpayers have to be paying for this? Because if, before they took these 416
point.
Kids, they were living happy lives on their ranch. Everything
yeah.
was fine.
Well, listen, if you only look at the minimum of giving food, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's a lot of food for 400
Damn.
Children.
Sure is.
I'll say. You're absolutely right. Brenda,
That's
thank you for the call
I
tonight.
Thank
you. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's see here. Let's go to Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd. Todd, Michigan, going once.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, you know, talking about this whole polygamy situation going on in Texas, I think it's really safe to say that the families in that compound are screwed. And
yeah,
right now it's I mean, this brings back so many memories of the entire Waco case that happened back in 93, because those kids that were forcibly removed from that compound, the French Davidian compound, are to this very day suffering emotional and psychological scars from that raid. And today, we're seeing this is going to happen to these kids if and when should they ever be placed in foster care. My objection to this whole thing, well, okay, so there's these allegations that several 50-year-old men married teenagers as young as 15, 14, and 13.
It appears to be so.
Okay, if that's the case, then how about the fact that, you know, in other cultures throughout the world, that's actually considered to be not so much of a big deal. But
well, when our lifespan was 35 years old, then 13 was middle age. So, yeah, I mean, back in the day, this was completely acceptable. And I think Americans, when Americans look at this and they say, well, that's just disgusting. How dare they do that sort of thing? And maybe
right.
these guys are a bunch of perfs. I don't know. But what I do know is their culture is completely different from mine.
And those women are staying. They're going back. They're, you know, they want to be there.
They could leave anytime they wanted to, and they don't. They like their lifestyle.
Let's focus on this 33-year-old woman who posed as the 16-year-old girl who made the phone call.
The hoax, the scam artist. Yeah.
I mean, she's a scam artist. Why hasn't any criminal charges been filed against this woman?
They're not sure yet.
They're still investigating.
She's a person of interest.
Right. And, you know, and if that's, considering that's the case, and putting the families in that compound through this horrible ordeal.
Yeah, over unsubstantiated allegations is absolutely disgusting, but yet no one will be held accountable for this, even if it turns out that it was that woman. If it turns out that that woman made that phone call and the whole entire thing was a hoax and that they ruined these hundreds of people's lives over absolutely nothing.
The state's not going to go back and undo what they've done.
Gonna,
you know, those
that
kids,
damage is done, man. Right. Those kids are messed up.
They've broken up this community.
Todd, thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. We go to the Amp Line. James in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
You know, your past callers, while I've been on hold, really addressed most of the issues I was going to bring up. The only other thing I think that hasn't been brought up yet is this DNA testing. They are testing these kids to try and figure out who the parents are and who the siblings are.
Right.
I read an article that suggested that they're doing that because if these kids end up in foster care and they don't go back to their parents, they want to keep the brothers and sisters together.
Yeah, that is one of the alleged reasons, but you know it's because they've got their paperwork to fill out, too. I think you had something else to talk about, so hang on. 800-259-9231. Dan is on the line in New Hampshire, and we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. You can comment on the fundamentalist cults or whatever's on your mind goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live. Then join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it is a simple concept. The idea is you send $3 a month to the program. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So you'll get perks, too. Like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. And speaking of the AMP call-in line, we go back to James in Georgia. Had a few more comments on something else, I think, James, so go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of days ago you guys were talking about nuclear power, and I just want to bring up a couple of facts. When people are against nuclear power, they usually bring up Chernobyl and Three Mile Island, mm-hmm. and some of the facts that people aren't aware of is that Chernobyl in the first place was being run by coal miners. The government put coal miners in there to run that nuclear plant. And it was a Generation 1 plant that didn't have many safety features.
Yeah.
And the reason the accident happened was human intervention. During a shift change, one of the guys there said, hey, let's test out the safety systems. And they ran these tests that anyone who knows anything about nuclear power, which I'm not one of, never, ever would have done one of these tests.
Mm.
So they said, oh, let's shut this down, that down, and see what happens.
And it probably didn't help things. It probably didn't help things that it was a government-run operation as well.
Bingo. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And as far as Three Mile Island goes, that should be a bastion for the safety. No one was harmed or killed in Three Mile Island. Yeah, there was some problems, and that was a Generation 2 plant. And everything worked as planned. Yes, they had problems, but all the safety features kicked in, and no one was hurt.
Hmm.
So that's not, yes, something bad happened, but no one got hurt from
right.
it because of the safety systems.
And had
and
new
that was a gener-
yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, had new plants been built, then we would have Generation 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, whatever generation we would be on by now. But the feds have prohibited the building of new nuclear plants.
Exactly, exactly. And that was a Generation 2 plant. We're already up to 4, and 5 is in development. These 4 and 5 plants produce no waste, no radioactive waste.
Wow.
So, yes, yeah, it's interesting. I'm not going to plug any websites, but if you do some research, it becomes obvious.
Is that why, now that's very interesting that you say that, because I saw the story recently about, I think it's Hitachi, that is developing like a teeny little nuke plant, like 20 feet by 6 feet or something like that, that you could power an entire neighborhood or entire section of a city from.
And, you know, would that explain why they're able to do that now? Is because there's no byproduct? So they can just pretty much place these things anywhere?
I would guess so. I'm not sure, but that makes a lot of sense. And you look at, you know, they've got these submarines and boats that run on nuclear power. Well, why not run a little neighborhood? And like you mentioned before, even if something were to go wrong, it's such a small plant that the damage, safety features aside, wouldn't cause that much damage.
I want one for my house. I want a little nuclear power plant right outside of my house, like next to my air conditioner. I think that would be awesome. Thanks for the call tonight, James. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Now, talk about being off the grid. You got a little nuke plant right next to your house? You'll never need power again from anywhere else.
Beats the hell out of a windmill.
No doubt about that. It won't be affected by the wind or the sunlight or anything like that. So 1-800-259-9231.
You know, I was talking to a guy about going off the grid today. He was a purveyor of solar panels. And, you know, I may have gotten this wrong. So, you know, you can call in and correct me if this is the case. But he said, that, you know, I was asking about his solar panels. And I'm like, well, you know, how much is one of these things, you know, if I get this? And he says, you can put one in for about $10,000.
Wow.
And it'll produce about 5 kilowatts a day. And I said, okay, now let me get this straight. The electric company sells me electricity at 15 cents a kilowatt hour. Mm-hmm. That means this panel produces $1 worth of electricity per day. Well, some people get them for other reasons, you know. So, yes, was the answer to that question.
Interesting.
A buck's worth of energy a day.
It'd take a while to make it back on that.
10,000 days.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with Dan in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Howdy. How you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Listen, about the New World Order, I brought this up a while back, and you chastised me for the terminology, and I just thought, you know, what's that about? I didn't get what, you know, because it's obvious to me, and the evidence is not necessarily hard, but it's significantly circumstantial that there are people, moneyed people, you know, and there may be more than one group. It appears to me that there actually are more than one group, but an Asian group and a European American group or whatever, and that these people are pulling the strings and pushing the buttons, you know, behind the people in power.
Sure, there are. That's what power is all about.
Exactly, and to deny that exists or to say that, you know, you shouldn't call it the New World Order or whatever is, you know, to me is, you know, kind of foolish. But,
no one on this show has ever denied that there are people who are willing to wield power over the lives of others. That's, in fact, what we point out all the time on Free Talk Live. But it's just that the whole New World Order term is steeped in conspiracy theory and crackpottery, and it's just, I don't want to align myself with the people that are out there touting that terminology. And also, beyond that, I also think it's oversimplification for the reasons you just gave, because you agree that there are different groups out there, and to suggest that there's this one overarching conspiracy of people hanging out in some secret, smoky, black room making decisions for the entire world is the realm of conspiracy theory and completely irrelevant to achieving liberty in our lifetime, which is what my life is dedicated toward. We're trying to achieve liberty in our lifetime, so it doesn't really matter who's behind the scenes and pulling the strings behind the curtain. What matters is getting active for liberty, talking about liberty and freedom again, and moving in that direction.
I'm not arguing with you at all, but I think that you know, part of the difficulty in those of us that are arguing for liberty, and I'm one of those for a long time now, is that, you know, people say, well, you know, we have a government, and that government is there for our benefit. You know,
I mean,
there's plenty of evidence to the contrary. But
sure, and that's what we like to talk about, is the evidence to the contrary,
right,
that's concrete,
and
that's definite.
You
can't question this evidence that we talk about. With the whole New World Order conspiracy, there's things to be questioned in there, and they could say, well, you might be wrong about this, or you might be wrong about that. And when we talk about the polygamists having their children taken from them, there's no doubt about that. That happened.
It looks a lot like fiction. I mean, the whole New World Order thing is kind of built like fiction. And I'm not saying it's... who knows? Maybe the Templar Knights are still around and they're controlling everything. Maybe aliens.
It doesn't have anything to do with the Templar Knights. It has to do with the offspring of some of the royal, families of Europe.
There are conspiracy theorists that would disagree with you. They would say,
there are all kinds of wackos out there. I mean, the fact is, though, that there is a, we have George H.W. Bush, spouting it out in his speech to the U.N. some years ago.
I know, you guys love to bring that up, and he said New World Order.
And listen, I went to a speech about it was actually the Mrs. Reverend Sun Young Moon. If you want to get into some more stuff. And they were talking about the same, they used almost the same language as George W. Bush about
how they were
gonna,
Dan?
Huh?
Who cares?
Well, I'm just saying that there are people. And the reason that you want to bring it out, the reason that it really makes it easy to explain why your government does evil shit.
Oh, whoa, you can't get away with that. Got to let you go. 800-259-9231. No, it does not help explain that. You don't need to have a conspiracy theory to explain why the government is evil and does bad things.
It explains it, but it muddles it at the same time.
Yeah, well, it obscures it by suggesting that, well, if it weren't for these people behind the scenes, then government would be good. That was the suggestion that he made by saying that, well, it explains why government does evil things. No. Government is evil. The whole concept, the idea that you should be forced to pay for things that you may not necessarily want. The products and services the government provides, you may not want them, but you're forced to pay for them. That's evil. Forcing people to do things against their will, to take away 416 children from their mothers in Texas. That's evil. You don't need to talk about who's behind the scenes pulling the strings. All you need to do is look at the results and look at the system and how it works and why it's wrong. And no, putting new people in the government seats of power is not going to change things. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.